This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. 10 people know Scott Pruitt. The key architect of the Republicans' efforts to maintain control of the House of Representatives is 37-year-old Corey Bliss. Times columnist Frank Bruni, description, puts him in the thick of the midterm campaign. Bliss serves as executive director of the American Action Network and a Congressional Leadership Fund, a potent super PAC that raises money for and directs it to high-priority House races nationwide. His interview is interesting as a reminder to anyone who's forgotten how sure they were that Hillary Clinton would be seated as president in the election against Donald Trump, as Republicans are alive and competing fiercely to hold on to Congress in the midterms, even if they are not completely well and carrying huge White House baggage around their necks. Bliss scoffs at the notion of a blue wave sweeping Democrats into office. He accurately notes the fact that Republicans in the critical recent Ohio primaries outperformed the Democrats by 150,000 votes in turnout, challenging the notion that Democratic activism is blisteringly red hot and can overwhelm predictions. One of his comments that I found most interesting, though, was a throwaway line when he was asked about the constant scandals involving Trump secretaries and appointees, like the 11 investigations at various levels involving Scott Pruitt, Trump's head of the Environmental Protection Agency. He scoffed that there aren't 10 people in the country who even know who Scott Pruitt is. Scott Pruitt of the luxury flights and free housing, the special $30,000 phone booth, and the wildly expensive multi-million dollar security team probably winced at reading that line from a Republican super organizer, but the more you think about it, there's some frightening truth to the point. So sure, more than 10 people do know he is. Maybe it's 1,000 or tens of thousands or even a million. He was a right-wing footnote as Attorney General in Oklahoma who sued the EPA a lot representing the oil and gas industry and found himself nominated by another political unknown to gut the EPA. But no matter his mischief, the point Bliss makes powerfully, despite the exaggeration, is that people are not going to vote on whether to retain or unseat their local congressperson based on whoever the heck Scott Pruitt might be. When we think about it, we know why. Every poll is clear that people are not paying attention in class. They might vote for or against based on Trump and his annex, but be warned that this is also a dangerous assumption. The Republican base has moved across the spectrum on issues like free trade, taxes, and debt, largely based on the seismic shifts directed by Trump. His positions and personal characteristics may be appalling to many, but there is no denying that he is the leader of his band and holding them steady, even as general popularity is improving. People vote for their local folks on local issues as well as holding their ears to the ground to hear which way the herd is running. But progressives can't win by just running against Trump any more than they have a chance of winning with the hope that more people know Scott Pruitt and are appalled by him and his attempts to destroy the world we live in forever. To win, they have to stand for something more, and everyone has to know where they stand. Standing against something doesn't equal winning. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.